My ear is not getting any better. This is on Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, Wallace. Today is the 14th. She was born 4-17-51. Chief complaint, my ears are not getting any better. Our patient is a 72-year-old woman who comes in today after she was treated with Cipridex for 2 days, Amoxil for 5 days, complaining of right ear pain. Patient continues to have pain with drainage at this time period. Patient did have some blood work done before, which showed no evidence of diabetes. She does not have any sign or symptoms of malignant otitis media, period. She's suffers from a disability because of being involved in a helicopter accident, and has pain in the lower extremities, upper back, and neck pain, which she treats with what's the other stuff besides THC? Something for. THC-like drug. Period. New paragraph. Patient recently was in Amoxil, which has not really helped her. Doesn't have any fever, chills, nausea, vomiting. Period. Medication, as above, surgery. C72803. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow. COVID immunization, none. Maintenance, see my note, 72823. She needs her letter, too. Family history, 72823. Vitals, she's alert, she's awake, 99%, 98.7, 16, 64, 136 over 78. Heart positive, some positive, lungs are clear. Right ear, she's red canal, red TM. There's eardrops present. Positive lymphadenopathy noted on the right side. Neck shows no meningismus. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Number one, otitis media. Next one is otitis external. Next number is Toradol, 60 milligram now. Next one is ceftonir, 300 milligram at home. Next one is prednisone taper times 60. Next one is Toradol, 10 milligram at home, only for 5 days. Next number, Toradol, 60 milligram now with Rocephin and dexamethasone. Next one is call me tomorrow. Next one is if not improved, we'll need CT scan of the head and further evaluation because she's in so much pain at this time. Thank you.